Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with Macoupin County Farm Bureau. The annual Illinois Farm Bureau annual meeting member survey reflected three overwhelming themes. Farmers have less optimism for 2020. There is a profound need to regain lost export demand, and building new global markets is vital for the future. Additional key priorities for members included pushing for USMCA ratification, expanding investment in modern waterway infrastructure on the Illinois and Mississippi rivers, and defending the integrity of the renewable fuel standard. Uncertainty and lack of optimism in 2020 were reflected in numerous members' comments. Over half of farmer respondents indicated that it was likely that their farm would continue to be farmed by the next generation of their family after their retirement. Illinois Farm Bureau President Rich Giebert said this is the ninth consecutive year we've surveyed members to gauge their feelings on key farming issues and concerns. It helps us as leaders ensure we're tackling the issues and needs of our members and prioritizing our resources to the best of our abilities. The annual Illinois Farm Bureau Annual Meeting Member Survey results provided insight into their suggested organizational priorities. The survey, sent to all members who provided their email address to the organization, received over 2,700 responses. Terry Weichskala from Nashville, Illinois, in Washington County, received the 2019 Illinois Certified Crop Advisor Award at the Illinois Farm Bureau Annual Meeting held in Chicago December 7th through the 10th. The Certified Crop Advisor Award is designed to increase awareness that farmers and their crop advisors strive to make economically and environmentally sound cropping decisions. The award recognizes an individual who is highly innovative and performs superior service for their farmer customers in nutrient management, soil and water management, integrated pest management, and crop production. As the state's top crop advisor winner, Weichskala's name has been submitted for the International Award by the Illinois Certified Crop Advisor Board and the Illinois Farm Bureau. Daryl Brinkman has been awarded the 2019 Illinois Farm Bureau Eagle Award for Excellence. The award was presented during IFB's annual meeting held in Chicago. Brinkman from Carlisle, Illinois, received the Eagle Award for his steadfast support and dedication to Illinois agriculture. A member of Illinois Farm Bureau since the mid-1980s, Brinkman has continuously given back to the industry through his service on numerous local and national boards of directors and agriculture leadership teams throughout his career. Brinkman's involvement with Illinois Farm Bureau includes his service on the IFB and Country Financial Board of Directors, Clinton County Farm Bureau Board of Directors, IFB Producers Alliance Board of Directors, IFB State Young Farmer Committee, and graduation from the Agricultural Leaders of Tomorrow program. On a national level, Brinkman has provided leadership as Vice President of the American Soybean Association. He is a recipient of the American Soybean Association Lifetime Achievement Award. In addition, Brinkman led the National Biodiesel Board of Directors as President. Closer to home, Brinkman has served as a director on the boards of AgriPride FS, the Illinois Soybean Association, and Clinton County Service Company. Through the IFB Eagle Award for Excellence, Illinois Farm Bureau recognizes an individual or organization for excellence on issues or programs important to Farm Bureau and to agriculture on a statewide and/or national basis. Deputy Secretary for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Stephen Sinsky, addressed Illinois Farm Bureau delegates at its annual meeting in Chicago. Deputy Secretary Sinsky's address to IFB delegates included his comments on issues such as the trade outlook related to Mexico, Canada, Japan, and China, farmer support programs, sustainability in a changing environment, rural broadband progress, 2018 Farm Bill provisions, and renewable fuels demand. The Deputy Secretary touted the benefits of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, which is currently pending ratification. Sinsky, citing recent intense negotiations in Washington, D.C., said he was optimistic the deal would be finalized. He also expressed hope for a finalized Phase 1 trade agreement with China ahead of additional pending tariffs. A third tranche of market facilitation program payments to farmers would be evaluated in early January, the deputy secretary said at a press conference following his remarks. he acknowledged farmers would prefer improved markets over continued aid. Deputy Secretary Sinski grew up on a soybean, corn, and diversified livestock farm near Jackson, Minnesota. Prior to his role at USDA, Sinski served for 21 years as CEO of the American Soybean Association. He was sworn into his current office in October of 2017. Illinois Farm Bureau delegates re-elected President Richard Giebert Jr. and Vice President Brian Duncan at the organization's annual meeting. Richard Giebert Jr. of Ellis Grove in Randolph County was elected to a two-year term as Illinois Farm Bureau president. Giebert has served as IFB president for the past 6 years and previously served as vice president of Illinois Farm Bureau from 2003 to 2013. He also previously served as president of the Randolph County Farm Bureau. Brian Duncan of Polo in Ogle County was elected to a two-year term as Illinois Farm Bureau vice president. Duncan has served as Illinois Farm Bureau vice president for the past 2 years and previously served as the Ogle County Farm Bureau president. He also previously served on the American Farm Bureau Federation Swine Advisory Committee, National Pork Producers Council Price Discovery Task Force, and Ogle County Pork Producers Board of Directors. 3 new members were elected to serve 2-year terms on the Illinois Farm Bureau Board of Directors during the organization's annual meeting. The new directors include Mark Tuttle of Salmonok in DeKalb County. Tuttle will represent District 1, which includes McHenry, Lake, DeKalb, and Kane counties. Tuttle operates his own trucking business, farms full-time raising corn, soybeans, wheat, sweet corn, and peas with 2 of his sons. He currently serves as president of the DeKalb County Farm Bureau. Robert Fecht of Toluca in Marshall County will represent District 7, which includes McLean, Marshall Putnam, Tazewell, and Woodford counties. Fecht operates a family-owned grain and livestock farm raising corn, soybeans, alfalfa, and cattle with his father and son, in addition to some custom farming work. He currently serves on the Marshall Putnam County Farm Bureau Board of Directors, serving as president since 2014. Steve Kohler of Godfrey in Madison County will represent District 15, which includes Bond, Calhoun, Green, Jersey, Macoupin, and Madison counties. Kohler operates his family farming operation, Kohler Brothers Incorporated, alongside his 2 nephews. The 5th-generation farmer raises corn, soybeans, and wheat in Godfrey and Greenfield. He is the 3rd-generation County Farm Bureau president, and with this election, becomes a 2nd-generation Illinois Farm Bureau District 15 director. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.